Brown, Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
Being an actor is fun, most of the time. You get all the excitement of a dramatic situation with none of the worry, because it's all been worked out for you beforehand by a writer. But the fun fizzles out when a real-life dramatic situation ups and smacks you in the face, and there's no script to rely on. Now, just because my name was Rockstone, and they tacked the word inspector in front of it for my TV show, There's No Future in Murder, I was given star billing by Homicide Inspector Jakes when the actress Hannah Vogt was killed. Now, the inspector didn't like me, and this was his way of showing it.
Rock, darling, this is the most wonderful publicity the show could ever have had.
We look at things from different angles. You're the producer, Arlene. That's fine for you. I'm just an actor, and right now I wish I'd never gone to drama school.
What a story. Front page in every paper. Inspector Rock Stone, TV's tech hunts for killer. There's no future in murder, says Stone, with a hot lead to prove it. Ah, this is terrific.
This is terrible.
Inspector Jakes may have shoved this onto you, Rock, but you'll have to go through with it. You'll have to find the murderer. This will catch the public's imagination. They'll expect it.
You're crazy. How'll I find who killed her?
Deduction. You've been playing this show for over a year. Sam Long does a lot of research to make the scripts look authentic. You're a cop, Rock. Just play it the way you would in the show.
Yeah, but this is for real. Supposing I did find the murderer.
That would be wonderful.
Except that the murderer mightn't have the same script as I have. He might rewrite it with me as the corpse.
Let's worry about that when you've found him. Come on, Rock, give. Start deducting.
Well, okay, I guess I can try. Now, Hannah Vogt was to be on next week's show. You auditioned her for it, right?
Correct, Inspector Stone.
Well, how did you find her? Did she come from a casting agency?
No, as a matter of fact, Sam introduced her to me. He said she'd had some theater experience and needed a break. It was only a small part, and she had the looks for it, so I gave it to her.
Sam Long? Hey, maybe we're starting to get someplace.
There you are. You see how easy this deduction is once you get going?
Yeah. Where would I find Sam at this time of the day?
Oh, that's easy. Harry's bar. Let's go.
Hi there, Sam. Hey, we've been looking for you.
Ah, the great Inspector Stone. Following your hot lead, Inspector?
That was Jake's idea, and I'm stuck with it. Hey, listen, Sam. Arlene tells me you introduced Hannah Vogt to her.
That's right. So what?
Say, what do you know about her?
Sorry, Inspector. That's confidential.
Oh, come on, Sam. Somehow Rock has to solve this thing, or there'll be no show anymore, and we'll all be out of a job.
Yeah, that's a point. Okay, but don't quote me. Someone whispered gently in my ear that Hannah Vogt was a brilliant young actress who should get a break on the show.
Well, who said that?
I told you, don't quote me. Our revered sponsor himself.
You mean Aldous Lacey?
Of Lacey's departmental store, the very same. I was told not to mention his name, but all the same, he wanted to see her appear on the show or else.
You'll have to talk to him, Rock.
To the sponsor? Are you nuts?
Well, it has to be done, and you'll have to do it alone.
Well, if that isn't typical. The producer gives the orders, the poor dumb act has to do the work.
Come in, Stone. Come in. Glad you called. I was just going to leave a message at the studio that I wanted to see you.
Oh? What about, Mr. Lacey?
I've read the story in the papers, and of course my manager, she told me what had happened. Your statement about intending to solve the murder yourself is a magnificent gesture, Stone. I congratulate you on it.
Thanks.
It'll be a wonderful thing for the show, and for me as the sponsor, of course. You'll need all the help you can get. That's why I was going to send for you.
Oh?
You're a man of the world, Stone. You'll understand when I say I knew Anna Vogue rather well.
Oh, sure, Mr. Lacey.
And I wanted to help her. She aspired to be an actress. I told Long to see she got a part in the show. I'm being quite frank about this, Stone. I trust you realize the necessity for discretion on your part.
I'm a clam, Mr. Lacey.
If anyone else got to know this, anyone like the police, it could be most embarrassing for a man in my position.
Oh, naturally. I understand.
Good, then that's that.
Not quite, Mr. Lacey.
Huh? What else is there?
A couple of questions I'd like to ask.
Oh?
Have you any idea why she was murdered?
None at all.
Hmm. When did you last see her?
Well, it must have been Tuesday night. Yes, we watched a show at her apartment. I left about 9.
Did she seem worried about anything?
Not at all. She was her usual vivacious self.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Lacey. Oh, just one other thing. Would you give me the address of her apartment?
Yes, of course. I'll write it down for you. There you are.
Thank you.
Are you planning to call him?
Uh-huh.
Well, in that case, perhaps I'd better give you the key, too.
On my way to Hannah Vogue's apartment, I wondered about the strange contrast in the dead girl's behavior. According to Aldous Lacey, when he saw her on Tuesday night, she was her usual vivacious self. When I saw her, later that same Tuesday night, she was scared, almost incoherent. I stood inside her apartment and looked around. It was really quite a layout. Obviously, any girl under Aldous Lacey's protection had nothing but the best. I stepped over to the door of the bedroom.
Well,
an inhabitant. And what an interesting inhabitant.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
With this key. Hey, how did you? This is Hannah Vogue's apartment.
I'm a friend of Hannah's. She invited me to stay here. I only arrived yesterday.
Did you know she'd been murdered?
Yes, the police were here today asking questions. I answered them all. And now here I am answering more from someone I don't even know.
Well, we can remedy that. My name's Stone. Rock Stone.
The television star? The man who's made all the headlines and who's going to track down Hannah's murderer?
That's right.
Mr. Stone, I think you're wonderful.
You do?
I certainly do. And I'd like to help you find the killer.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr.
I'm Lois Shaw.
Well, nice to know you, Lois.
It'll be even nicer once we're working closer together.
Huh?
Well, you're going to let me help you in your search for the murder, aren't you?
If you get as close as that, you won't be helping. You'll be hindering.
But it'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I'm not interested in fun right now. I got too much else on my mind. Anyway, how can you help me?
I could give you a tip.
Such as?
Ask your producer, Arlene Malden, about her sister, Kathy.
I never knew she had a sister, Kathy.
Kathy died. Ask Miss Malden how.
I left the luscious Lois puzzling over her cryptic reference to Kathy Malden's death and headed for Harry's bar, where I expected to find Arlene and Sam still waiting for me. But there was a message that they'd gone to the studio. When I arrived there, I found I'd forgotten about the conference for the next program of There's No Future in Murder.
We've got the scripts. All we've got to do is check through them in case anyone has any bright ideas. Then I can go ahead with the casting. I have to get someone else to play the murdered girl, of course.
Hey, hold it a minute, Arlene.
What is it, Brock?
We can't do this show next week.
Why not?
Well, maybe you've forgotten, Sam, that Inspector Jakes told the press that Inspector Rockstone was going to solve Hannah Vogue's murder.
No, but I don't see...
If we're going to keep any viewers at all for the program, next week's show's got to be devoted to the case of Hannah Vogue. In the next show, Inspector Rockstone has to reveal the murderer's identity.
Hey, that's a colossal idea. Here, give me the details and I'll start work on the script right away.
I haven't any details.
What are you talking about?
The show will have to be played without a script. It'll have to be an impromptu job. We'll have to play it by ear.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't you overlooking one minor point? You have no more idea right now who killed her than I have, or Inspector Jakes has.
Well, that doesn't matter. We do the show just as it happened. We can get photographs to use from the newspaper boys. We'll make sure everyone concerned appears in front of the cameras. Even if we don't find who the murderer is, then we've still got a so-called finish. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just seen the actual events which took place. You have seen and heard everyone connected with the girl, Hannah Vogue, who was poisoned. One of them may be her murderer. Who is your choice?
Hey,
can you imagine what that will get us?
Yes, about $3 million worth of libel suits.
My bet is it'll get us the murderer. Hey, imagine the strain of appearing in front of the cameras knowing 1 million people are watching you. How easy it would be to make one small slip of the tongue, one small fatal slip, that reveals you as the murderer.
People will just refuse to appear on the show, that's all, including the murderer.
No, they wouldn't dare. Look, imagine the question mark in people's minds if someone refuses to cooperate.
It'd practically brand them as a murderer right away.
Yeah, he's right, Arlene. He's really got an idea there.
Well, I suppose it could be possible. And if by any chance we unmask the murderer, it'd lift the show's rating like nothing else could.
Well, it looks like you two don't need me anymore. Since I haven't any script to write, I might as well gravitate back to Harry's. You can catch me there if you want me.
So long, Sam.
Listen, Rock, do you know any more than you're telling? I mean, this idea of an off-the-cuff show, you must have something to go on.
Not really, Arlene. I've only been around asking questions. Oh, and there's one that was suggested I ask you.
Oh?
About your sister.
Kathy.
Huh. In particular, about how she died.
Who suggested you ask me?
Well, the girl I found in Hannah Vogue's apartment. A girl called Lois Shore.
Never heard of her. How on earth does she know anything about it?
I don't know, but apparently she does. Oh, look, if you don't want to talk about it, Arlene...
No, I guess you might as well know. Kathy was found in a swimsuit on the beach at San Antonio, drowned. Coroner's court brought in a verdict of accidental death.
See, that's tough.
It's even tougher than you know, Rock. Kathy was 5 years younger than me. She was always a wild kid. She was working as a model in L.A., and then I found she'd given that up. Was living in San Antonio in a house that a man was renting. I wrote to her warning her. I said the man would get tired of her and throw her out. She wrote back and told me that would never happen because she knew too much about him. I didn't pay any attention to that at the time.
Hmm. Go on, Arlene.
Then some months later, I got another letter. What I'd prophesied had happened.
Yeah, the guy had thrown her over.
Yes, but she wasn't standing for it.
Hmm.
She told him she wanted $100,000 compensation, or she'd give him $100,000 worth of publicity that would ruin him. I didn't get any letters after that because she died.
Yes. Well, is that all?
Not quite, Rock, but I'm afraid I've overdone the build-up. The punchline will probably be a letdown. You see, the man was Aldous Lacey.